Blog Talk Radio.
National Empowerment Radio presents Let's Talk with Dr. Wendy. Real issues, your community on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is, wow, July. I can't believe how quickly this month of July has flown by. I can't believe it. We're 7 months into the year. But tonight is July, Sunday, July 12th. And I am currently in the state of Illinois. Tonight is going to be an interesting topic, being that it's about two topics that everyone has talked about or is talked about or has talked about over the last couple of weeks. However, before we delve straight into those topics, I'd like to, those of you that are new, just introduce you to the process. This is an internet radio show, and it's very simple to listen in. You got a couple options here. You can either listen via your computer if you decide to do that. It's very simple process, or your phone. You simply go to blogtalkradio.com/letstalkwithdrwendy. Put that link, follow the prompts, it'll take you straight into the show. If you decide you don't want to listen via your smartphone or your computer, you can also call in. And you can do that by simply dialing in. My number is 347-326-9755. Very simple. Now, if at any point in time you decide to call in, you have a question or a comment, feel free to dial that number. And at that point in time, when you are visible, I will simply say the last four digits of your phone number. And at that point in time, you can simply let me know what your comment or your question is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get tonight. Oh, man, I actually had this conversation just yesterday. I was at a barbecue and we were talking about Bill Cosby, and I ended up having the exact same conversation today with someone. But I wanted to circle around on the show and talk about Bill Cosby and the fact that his 2005 confession was disclosed. And interestingly enough, you know, he received a lot of support prior to the disclosure. However, this disclosure has really, really taken things to another level when it comes to trusting and believing what Bill has said has transpired over the last several years. So just to give you just a little background, as we all know, several women came out of the Okay, I don't know how many, 10, 15, 20 women came out of the woodwork and basically accused Dr. Cosby, Mr. Huxtable, of drugging them and then having sexual relations with them, having sex with them. So Bill never came out and said anything. He kept quiet the whole entire time. And you had people that were several, I'll say, were supporting Mr. Cosby when it came to these women that came forward. Many said that, and I've been following this story. I had a show several weeks ago about it when it really was in the media. And here again, it's in the media again this week because of the release of the confession from 2005. So several weeks ago, a couple months ago, you had several people that were pro-Cosby. I believe him. These women are just looking for 30 seconds of fame. We support Bill Cosby. Well, now, interestingly enough, you have this 2005 confession where, and please let me know if you're having a hard time or if you cannot hear me. Please let me know. Actually working with a new system here, and I just want to make sure that you can hear me clearly. Here you have where Bill Cosby admitted to getting Quaaludes to give to women. So this story actually hit July 6th or 7th. Well, just looking and doing some some research here, and I'll tell you, there are people that are really disappointed at Bill Cosby. And I say that in that we have a tendency to forget when people at his celebrity status are human as well, and things do and can happen to them as well. And we obtain this disappointment when we put them on such of a pedestal, and then when things happen and when life happens and when things like this are disclosed, not to say that what has happened to him is something that I would consider the norm, because it's not. I want to make sure I say that. It is not. However, when something like this happens to a person at that level, we have a tendency to look at this person differently because we have this certain, I'll say, imagery. You know, we have, especially for him, he has been known. He's done several other projects over his career. However, the last most popular character that we've known him to be is this perfect dad, and as being Cliff Huxtable on The Cosby Show. So here, it was just really disappointing and surprising for people to hear about the various allegations, in that he has just been given such high regard. So nevertheless, let me go here and just read. And I essentially, tonight, we want to hear from you. What do you think? Being that now the 2005 case was released, and Cosby essentially admitted to purchasing Quaaludes back in 2005, I've had several conversations, and many have felt that, well, he's a rapist. Something should happen. And I know many of you, we've all pretty much heard that the statutes have expired and these women don't have a leg to stand on and blah, 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 because it's X number of years. So we're all familiar with that. However, this 2005 information was a bit disturbing. So here it notes that Bill Cosby has admitted to getting prescription Quaaludes to give women he wanted to have sex with, this newly released document shows. The document, dating back to 2005, stemmed from a civil lawsuit filed by Adrian Constand, one of the dozens of women who are publicly accused of the comedian of sexual assault. The records were made public Monday after the Associated Press went to court to compel their release. CNN has attempted to reach a lawyer and publicist for Cosby to respond to the revelations contained in the documents. However, they were not successful. His long-term publicist noted, "We have no plans to issue a statement." Huh, wow. In a sworn deposition, this is essentially some information that was obtained back in 2005 in this deposition here. In a sworn deposition, let's see, it notes that in a sworn deposition, Cosby answered questions from Constance, this is the woman, attorney, and noted that it notes that when you got the Quaaludes, was it in your mind that you were going to use Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? The attorney posed that question to Cosby back in 2005. And Cosby noted, yes. The next question, did you ever give any of those young women the Quaaludes without their knowledge? And that was another question for Cosby. Cosby attorney objected and told him not to answer the question. So, just looking here at some of my notes, it indicates here that while Cosby admitted that he acquired 7 prescriptions of Quaaludes with the intent to give the drugs to young women he wanted to have sex with, he had not admitted to actually drugging any of his accusers. Huh. Ah, okay. He did say he gave drugs to other people, but when the attorney asked Cosby if he gave other people Quaaludes knowing they were illegal, Cosby's attorney then again interjected and said that his client acknowledged giving them only to women whose name was redacted. Cosby later testified that he misunderstood. Women, meaning the women whose name is is redacted, not women, even though the attorney had used neither word in the questioning. You gave them to other people is what he notes. And then the comedian replied, yes. So now I know for me it totally puts me in a different space with this entire case, being that just based off of the number of women that came forward, I questioned the entire case in the beginning. Now, I understand if a couple of women come forward, and I get it that, you know, you have some that want their 30 seconds of fame. I got that piece. However, when you have 10 and 15 and 20 women coming forward, come on. Everyone is not guilty. They're just not. So here, that's where the radar came up for me. I started to, I'll say, lose confidence or lose faith in what he was saying when we reached the 10th, 11th, 12th woman that came forward. And it's clear if you take a look at him, there's a pattern. He obviously has and as all people do, we have a certain preference, but there was definitely a running theme with the variety of women that came forward. So it was just interesting. So here, let me go to some of my text messages that I am receiving here. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if at any point in time you have a question, feel free to dial in. My number is 347-326-9755. You can always text me, like many of you have. I haven't received many emails. I'm receiving more text messages tonight. So it just kind of goes back and forth. So tonight I'm asking, you know, what are your thoughts about this case? Now that the 2005 deposition and the Q&A has been disclosed, and it's clear that he admitted to purchasing these Quaaludes, he admitted to giving them to some people, but it's just all potato. It's all bureaucracy. They just sit and they play word games, being that it states here from my research that yes, he admitted to purchasing Quaaludes, but he did not admit giving them to certain women per se to have sex. So it's such a word game. It's almost in many cases a joke, being that the man has admitted it, and it appears as if words are being put in his mouth, and the attorney, and that's the attorney's job. Don't get me wrong. The attorney interjected so that he would not tell the truth, is the way I take a look. I look at that. So with that said, what are your thoughts? I've had several conversations with different people about this, and some have very disappointed, noted that he's a rapist and something needs to occur. Others have noted that they agree with that and think that just because he is a 75 or 77, however old, whatever his age is, just because he is an older gentleman, older man now, does not mean that there should not be any consequences, nor, ladies and gentlemen, just because the statute in many states that this was performed, has expired, and these women essentially can't come forward because they cannot formally file a case because time has run out, for lack of a better way of putting it. So with that said, since we know that, what should happen? What are your thoughts? What do you think the consequence should be, being that it's pretty clear that he obviously engaged in this practice? So let me go here too. Let me just read a couple of my messages here before I go to the next topic. Got some good comments here. Okay, here's one comment in particular. Bill Cosby is a grave disappointment. I supported him until I received information about this disclosure. He gets what he deserves. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, can you also, if you decide to text or email me, also please just give me your first name. And let me know what city you are texting me from. I'd appreciate that as well. So here's something. Oh, man, got a lot of messages here tonight. Okay, here is someone noting that Bill obviously has issues from when he was a child. being that he has all of these degrees, one would think that he would go and get some help, but he has not. So he's a huge disappointment, and he's a disgrace to our race. He essentially gets what he deserves. Okay, so a couple of more comments here. I'm just looking for a running theme here. Here are a couple more people that noted that. He gets what he gets. He knew all along that maybe all of these women did not, were not telling the truth. However, a good percentage of them have come forward, which has definitely, I'll say, put him on the radar, for lack of a better way of putting it. So everything's timing. You know that as well. Things can sit dormant, but as soon as some other case comes about, seems as if it can turn into a ripple effect. So let's see here. Going through some other cases. I'll tell you, for me, I'm just taking a look at these messages and just looking for a common theme so I can respond. No questions in particular. I have more statements here about this particular case. So here it notes that I always loved The Cosby Show. I wasn't familiar with Cosby's work back in the 60s. However, from what I've told, he is an exceptional comedian. It's unfortunate that he's decided to take this path, being that he's in his later years of life, and I'm sure it's a lot of pressure on him and Camille. Huh. Now, speaking of Camille, she came up as well in my last conversation, and it's interesting just to hear everyone's perspective when it comes to this. Yes, I did say perspective when it comes to this, because it's very, very interesting. So here you have, I'm just looking at some of the articles that, here you have some articles that note that Camille didn't know. She's standing by her man. Woo, she had to have known. How could he have these women in the house and she not know? And all this other stuff. So that whole dynamic of this is interesting as well, because it is, and I'm just going to say, ladies, you just put yourself in Camille's situation. If you can just imagine how humiliated she is. That's a hard pill to swallow from a relationship standpoint. So it would be interesting to know. It would definitely be interesting to know how she truly is assessing this, because obviously from a public imagery standpoint, she's put there by her man. However, this 2005 disclosure, which I'm sure she knew about anyway, none of this information for me is a surprise for her. I think that she knew. And I say that because, ladies, come on. We know when our men are cheating. You know that. Come on. I'm not going to settle and be okay with anyone telling me that she did not know. I don't believe that. You got to be kidding me. Now, I know he was traveling and doing all these different things, but, you know, for lack of a better way of putting it, men are interesting. They're interesting. I just can't see her going all those years and saying that she did not know anything. I just can't buy that one. I just think that's, I don't believe that one. So, oh, wow. So I got people going on that one, making that comment. Let's see. You got some text messages that pertains to Camille Cosby. Let's see here. Yes, Doc, I think that, okay, this particular message is from Alabama. Yes, Doc, I agree. I think that Camille is standing by her man. I think she's definitely humiliated along the way, but she stayed because she liked the money and the lifestyle is, and you know, that's what I'm seeing is the common theme here with everyone that's making comments about this, about Camille, is that she essentially stayed or is staying
with him because of the money, because of the lifestyle. And it's sad. It can be very, very sad when you have cases like this. Because I actually know some women that are married that, you know, obviously the Bill Cosby case is excessive. I get that, and he's in the public eye. I understand that. However, cheating is cheating. So I'm saying all that to say I know some women that are in situations like that, and they know. And a couple of them, a couple being two, feel stuck because they cannot provide for the family, being that they don't work, okay? And then I have a couple of more people that I know that I'll classify as being in my associate, because friend and associate is two different things. I consider them being in my associate category. And it's just really interesting to just see what they tolerate, and they just know that, and actually both of them are essentially single parents, although they're married, they're alone. So it's really sad because they're never there, so they know what's going on. So it's really an unfortunate situation. Okay, wow. So now I'm getting messages about that aspect of the show as well. So here it looks pretty much, I'm getting comments about Camille standing by her man and the lifestyle, et cetera, et cetera. So just wrapping this conversation up, because we can go on and on and on and on and on and talk about it. However, it's just really disappointing knowing all of the ranting and the raving that Bill Cosby made a couple of years ago about the black man not taking care of his family and doing all these different things about the black community this and the black community that, and you know, we should be able to stand up and do these things now, do certain things to take care of ourselves. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of the comments that he made, I got it. He was telling the truth. He was definitely on point. I'm there. However, come on. I know that none of us are perfect. I got that. But, dude, really? I mean, talk about a clear example of someone that definitely did not practice what he preached. And, you know, just thinking about it, it's very, very sad, because I remember at one point in time, Bill was in the news because he was talking about the black family and how the black man this and the black man that. And it turns out, dude, you're a cheater. You've been cheating all along. All right, let me go back and look one more time here, because I also wanted to bring up, and I'm sure many of you recall the situation when the woman that Bill had gotten pregnant came forward and noted that he has a son. Now, apparently all these years he'd been taking care of and sending her money. And I remember when that hit the airwaves, and here I actually have a message referencing the same case. Apparently, I remember it clearly. I'm not quite sure what city this person's coming from, but apparently that too was a time when they were going through a rough patch. But I will say, I have to give it to him, when it was presented and it was disclosed, Bill just said, yes, I did. And I remember it as if it was yesterday, because by him admitting it and saying yes just squashed the whole thing, essentially. It went away. And then when that happened, I know he admitted it, and it just went away. So, you know, people are a lot more forgiving when they know that you step up and you acknowledge what you've done, opposed to, like, this last case, he dragged it out. So I know for me it's really disappointing, because I actually had The Cosby Show and Bill in my dissertation. When I think I shared this with many of you before, I had him in my dissertation. And just based off of the work, being a philanthropist and other things he's done with HB, Historically Black colleges and universities, HBCUs. It was just really enlightening to have a black man that was doing all the different things that he had done. So I'm going to dismount with that because I can talk about Bill Cosby in this case, man, for the next 20 minutes, and I'm not going to do that. So I'm just going to take a look at a couple more comments here. Got a couple here that note that, yes, Bill is a rapist. He had sexual intercourse with these women without their consent, so that makes him a rapist. It doesn't matter about his celebrity, and it's too bad that the authorities were very, very well aware of what was going on, and did nothing about it. So, all right, I'm going to dismount on that one. I think that we will continue to have things occur that with this Cosby case that will come about. I'm sure, I'm most definite, this will not be the only time that we will continue to hear about this case. So I just, more disappointment, and my disappointment was with being that he was just very vocal several months ago. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, all I can say to that is Bill Cosby's stock has gone down for me. Does that matter in his big world? No, it doesn't. However, I'm sure, I'm guaranteed to be and to know that I'm not the only one. Also, when the 2005 documents, when they were released, that right there put the nail in the coffin for a lot of people when it came to really assessing the case and determining if Bill was really guilty. So, all right, let me move on to Caitlyn Jenner. Wow, all of us are very well aware of Caitlyn Jenner. And let's see, We're all familiar with that. I wanted to talk this evening. I just wanted to talk about Caitlyn, who we all know used to be Bruce Jenner, the Wheaties guy that won and that medaled in the Olympics. This particular man was during his heyday on every cereal box. I mean, he was just considered the all-American man. Man. All-American man. Okay? I'm going to say man again. Well, here recently we knew, and you all know the struggle. I don't have to go into every finite detail. But overall, he was married to Kris Kardashian, and he decided that he wanted to have a sex change. So, wow. So with that, he, and I have to say, he definitely had the courage to step up and do it because this has been something on his mind all along. Even at the Olympics, even when he was with Chris, he was wearing the heels and things like that. So, you know, this has been going on for quite some time. Nevertheless, now that Bruce Jenner has transitioned over and is now Caitlyn Jenner, it's a little awkward seeing them on television. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. However, it is just very interesting situation in that Caitlyn, who is no longer Bruce Jenner, is now Caitlyn Jenner, is going to win the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, and I believe that is scheduled to air on the 15th. So when I first heard about it, literally my very first time I heard about it, I was watching Good Morning America, and I heard about it, and I looked in the mirror and said, what? They're doing what? So that, and it's been interesting, because whenever I hear something like that, I always go out and talk to the masses and hear what they have to say. So in this particular instance, I just want to take a step back and get a thorough understanding on what the purpose of the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. Okay, so this is an award that is part of the ESPY Awards. Although it is a sports-oriented award, it is not limited to sports-related people or actions, as it is presented annually to individuals whose contribution transcends sports, often these figures are also athletes who have been at the top of their sports, such as Ali, Dean Smith, and Kathy Freeman. So here, I'm simply asking you, just hearing what the Arthur Ashe Award consists of. Again, it's an award that is part of the ESPY Awards. Although it is a sports-oriented award, it is not limited to sports-related people or actions, as it is presented annually to individuals whose contributions transcend sports. Okay, so with that said, here, and that's what I wanted to get. I wanted to be able to read the definition. So with that said, here you have Caitlin, who used to be Bruce, that is going to be a recipient of the College Awards. So as I noticed, ESPN is really, really, really caught a lot of flack about it. And I know people also that have concerns in that they wanted to get up what the Arthur Ashe College Award consisted of, seeing that many felt that it is just not appropriate and that's not what should be acknowledged at that ceremony. So it's going to be interesting to see how all of this plays out, being that and Caitlin's going to get the award. It's just my question for you tonight was, you know, does this fall in the category of winning an Arthur Ashe Award? That's my question, because if you think about it, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not downplaying anything that Bruce Jenner did. I'm not doing it at all, because it definitely took a lot of courage to step forward to just even talk about something like this, because most individuals that do this are very ashamed. They're ashamed of it in that they don't talk about it much. But, hey, Caitlin has now opened the door to change things for that. So my question tonight is the fact that Bruce transitioned from a sports enthusiast to this man that essentially has transformed himself to be a woman. Is doing that satisfy for you the criteria for this award? So for me, I give it a thumbs down. I just don't think that. I think it's a sports-related award, and although Bruce Jenner was affiliated with sports several years ago, I just don't think what he is doing now applies to the. I just don't think it meets the criteria. I just don't. So let me here take a look at some of the messages. I didn't get many messages on that one as I did with the Cosby, but let's see what they're saying. Just give me a second here. All right. Just looking at. Let's see. I'm looking at just some of the comments that other people have made about the whole Arthur Ashe Courage Award, and she is a recipient. And just based off what I see here, people aren't too pleased about it. And, you know, it's about half and half. You have some that think that it definitely warrants some type of acknowledgement, and those that are simply on the fence. So it's not tough for me. I think it's interesting when I first heard it that she was selected. And although, again, I'm being very sensitive to, I'm definitely going to make it a point to be very sensitive to what Caitlin does and has experienced over the last several months, because I've never walked in those shoes. However, I just think that I know that we're in a society that accepts things. However, again, I just question if this meets the Arthur Ashe Courage Award criteria. That is my point. So with that said, what do you think? Now, so let me go back here to my phone and see what is going on here. I have Let's see. I have, wow. I'm just assessing these comments here, so bear with me, bear with me, bear with me. Just looking here, I'm just going to be very frank. It appears as if the majority of the individuals listening in on this particular call that sent a message are against. They are totally against. Just some of the common themes here. I have a couple people that note that it's very disrespectful and appalling to even acknowledge that award ceremony. They do not think that it meets the criteria, for lack of a better way of putting it. That's what this particular person noted. And then you have some that are okay with it. They note that Bruce was legitimately in sports and he won the gold medal during his time, and that right there meets the criteria enough. They noted that being the fact that he won that and then came out and made the announcement about how he really felt and made the transition over to the other gender is a very big deal and something should be said and done about it. Okay? That's that particular person's assessment of that. Okay, just looking at a couple more comments here. And again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in, my number is 347-326-9755. So here's just a couple more comments before we close out for tonight on this. I have here, I'm just reading the comments. And again, as I noted, it appears as if more people than not have assessed that, although they did not say that they don't agree with what Vicky has done, they're more or less saying that they do not agree with ESPN allowing that to happen. It is a travesty, this person thinks, of ESPN. Because it's the ESPN, you know, it's an extension of ESPN, that they are, although yes for some, it's definitely assisting with making the transition physically and mentally. However, it doesn't meet the criteria. Wow. I do have a couple people here that said it does, just because it does take courage to do that. So it appears, just looking at the data that I have received thus far, it looks as if it's a 70-30 split, being, and 70% don't think that Bruce transitioning to a woman is the appropriate criteria for the Arthur Ashe. Here, someone noted in one of the committees that it's very unfortunate that ESPN has gone in that direction. And that was not needed in order for them to keep any ratings or anything else. Just very sad. So this is not what Arthur Ashe was. He was not expecting this. I mean, I'm just reading here. This person noted that it's a long one. Bear with me. All in all, they are for Caitlin receiving the award, but doesn't like the reason why. Huh. He thinks that this particular person noted that he's a male sports enthusiast and was very disappointed that ESPN decided to do that. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to, and I got some more comments here, but it is and I know people are texting me saying, why do you say my comment? Well, you know, there are comments that are overlapping, so we have to be mindful of the overlap. And that's why a lot of times when I get them, I just allow the time for them to come in so that I can read them. And then that's why it's important for you to put your name on it. So if I typically don't have your name on it, then I'm not going to it doesn't make any sense for me to acknowledge the comment, because it then you position me so that I can't acknowledge publicly. So please be mindful of that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good dialogue tonight. I appreciate all the comments that you sent. Just to wrap up for me, I'm very disappointed in Bill Cosby, and and what has come out with him. For me, I'm done with the case. I don't even want to talk about it anymore, being that there's evidence that displays that something happened. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to say that the little white... Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the SBs or someone else did not go over and beyond. However, it's just all interesting. So with that said, yeah, I got people texting me. Next time, you got to give me your name, ladies and gentlemen. Give me your name, because if you're not locked in my phone, when your number pops up, I won't know who you are. So just please be mindful of that as well. I'm saying that as I see messages continue to come through. We could have easily continued with this topic. So with that said, thank you for the support, ladies and gentlemen. And then next time, please make sure you give me a name and note that you want me to get you on live, because that's always a good avenue as well. Because I know some people just don't want to hear their voice, and they have all this information However, you have a better opportunity of having a voice and being heard, ladies and gentlemen, if you follow the process. Just follow the process, ladies and gentlemen. Please just follow it. This has been a very interesting dialogue. I'm just still looking at my phone as I get these messages, especially about, and it's about 50-50. Now for some reason I'm getting all these Caitlin messages. I wasn't getting them before, but I'm getting all the Caitlin messages now. So it's just interesting to see the split and what people are saying. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off for the evening. And with doing that, let me see here. Oh, come on. Don't tell me. Boy, you know, I'm going to tell you, technology. You gotta love it, because I am, you have to love it, because I don't have people texting and asking me about the time. Yeah, I know. Let me tell you what happened, just so you know. I received a message earlier today saying that my blog talk, the whole blog talk website was having some challenges and people may not be able to schedule shows. So I tried to schedule a show about 3-4 times, and it would not let me. So they basically told us to continue trying, and they would have everything resolved. Well, they ended up resolving everything right before it was time for me to go on the air, right before. So I had to push it out, just so you know. So next week we will have the show again at 9 o'clock, and I appreciate your support for tuning in 30 minutes later. I do appreciate that. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I just got a couple of things that are going on. We got a lot of stuff going on here with National Empowerment Group and World Class Event and Promo. Those of you that are going to be in the Houston area, National Empowerment Group is involved with an event with I Am Keisha J. We're going to have a red lipstick event where it is going to consist of several panelists, and we are going to talk about real issues and real topics that are happening in the community and nationally. So if you are in the Houston area, please look it up, because I know you will be able to access the event. I do believe it's probably $15 or $20 to attend. So please go on Eventbrite, or you can go to I am Keisha J as well. You can email her, iamkeishaj@gmail.com, or you can also go to Facebook. Suzette Mayweather and Alicia Mayweather are managing her. You can go to their page, and the event will be listed at that on their pages as well. As well, you can go to Keisha's webpage on information on Facebook as well. So tonight's topic was good, man. I got to say, I'm still getting these comments in about Bill and Caitlin. So I may have to do part two just based off of the information that I have coming through. So we are going to wrap up for tonight, though. I know some of you were trying to get in and could not, and now you were able to. So I do appreciate you dialing in later than normal. I always appreciate that support. However, events. Okay, I talked about that event in Houston. That is July 25th. Then we also have an event. When I say we, that is World Class Events and Promo in the Minnesota area. If you're in Minnesota, I mean, I'm actually going to go to Houston, and I'll be in Minnesota for Tangerine Ball at the Tangiers. It is going to be a very nice event at a lounge downtown Minneapolis called the Tangier Lounge, and everyone's going to wear tangerine. So it will, you can just feel free to whatever you wear, whatever you want to wear, as long as you are in some shade of orange. So those are just two recent events. We have another host of events coming up, but again, July 25th in Houston. Please check out I Am Keisha J. She's going to have a real talk conversation with several panelists, and we're going to talk about real issues and things that are going on in our society today. And again, I had someone hit me wanting me to repeat it. And then again, if you're in the Minnesota area, Minnesota downtown, July 26th, Tangerine Ball at the Tangiers. Please check that out as well. So, closing out for this evening, I am going to do what? I'm going to end with a song. I have to tell you, this is my favorite song. It is. I got someone asking if we're going to do part two. Possibly. Possibly we'll do part two to this. I have some that wanted to hear it at 9 o'clock, so I may do it again just so some of you can dial in. However, we're closing out for tonight, and I'm going to close out with a good friend of mine. This is, again, my favorite song on his CD entitled Big Boy, and the single is entitled Also Blessed. So, again, I appreciate your support. Thank you for dialing in and sending me the messages 30 minutes after my original start date. Please tune in next week, because that will also be I'll also have another interesting topic, and I'll tell you just the kind of feedback that I'm getting this week. It looks like I'm going to possibly do Bill Cosby and Caitlyn Jenner just based off of the ESPYs being this week. So I just may do it again just to give you an opportunity to chime in. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, as always, please keep your eyes on the prize and tune in next week for another thought-provoking topic. Good night.